Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
Well, I'm glad we're finally going out, Ellen. I really liked you for a long time.
You know, I'm looking at him, and then all of a sudden I see him reach over and he grabs my shoulders.
Now, at this very hour, or very shortly this morning, a big event is happening.
Oh, it's been extremely challenging. The last few years have been challenging.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
Kick a Jute.
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the single most original presentation in the history of talk radio. This is the Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass treatment of media. This has been the, for 20 years in August, the single most underground radio show in the overground world of radio. Honest to God, this is a radio show that's listened to by, you name a radio host that you think is famous, they listen to this show. Name anybody. Rush, Glenn. Well, Glenn's good on TV, on radio. Howard, you name them, they listen to this show. And why do they listen to this show?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. No, they listen to it because it's, you know, it's good to listen to. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. I don't want to get into the personal reasons why people are, you know, are attracted to me. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And, of course, you can go over to our website, philhenryshow.com. I'm looking at our video right now. We had a hell of a time with the camera tonight getting the thing straightened out, but I think we've gotten it straightened out. And so check out our video, our live video cast. As it's happening right now, you can, you know, watch us do the show, basically. You can watch us perform the show and listen on live streaming audio, as well as hear the downloads the very next day. The number is 877-876-PHIL. A couple of things that I want to talk about in the news tonight. One of them has to do with the shutting down of some dispensaries, marijuana dispensaries here in California, and what that means. It's kind of a, I won't take a whole lot of time because I know that it's probably a highly local, but it's just stuff to keep in mind, you know, if it ever gets to your state. Joe Stack is being hailed as a hero online. Tiger Woods has apologized today, as you know, to his family and friends at a press conference, and Sean Penn is being charged with battery for kicking a paparazzo. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we're going to start off tonight talking about the Tiger Woods press conference, and to that end, we will also have with us Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College discussing some of the social ramifications of this. All kinds of things involved in the Tiger Woods story. There is infidelity. There's something called sexual addiction. There is a phenomenally successful career in golf, a sporting career. There are fans, there are wives, and of course there are mistresses, one of whom was very tearful in engaging Tiger today. Very, very tearful, and is being represented by Gloria Allred. And I don't think that's going to go away, Tiger, anytime too soon. Here was Tiger Woods today in a press conference as he talked about and took full responsibility for his series of extramarital affairs.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible. I have a lot to atone for.
Wait a minute, guys. That's my fault. I got to get over here. Number one, go. And yes, here it is. Go.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin, and to my children. And while I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say. Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. It will come from my behavior over time.
All right, now Woods addresses rumors of domestic abuse.
I have a lot to atone for, but there's one issue I really want to discuss. Some people have speculated that Elin somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night. It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elin never hit me that night or any other night. There has never been an episode of domestic violence in our marriage, ever. Elin has shown enormous grace and poise throughout this ordeal.
And Woods says he acted selfishly.
The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable. and I am the only person to blame. I stopped living by the core values that I was taught to believe in. I knew my actions were wrong, but I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply. I never thought about who I was hurting. Instead, I thought only about myself.
And finally, during a press conference with her attorney, Gloria Allred, alleged mistress and former porn star, Veronica, I wonder if she's former because she figured she was getting out of the business and marrying Tiger. Maybe she's former but now returning to the porn world. Veronica Sewick Daniels wants Tiger to call her and say he's sorry.
I would be open to a telephone apology from Tiger, but I really feel that I deserve to look at him in person, face to face, in his eyes, because I didn't deserve this. I've had to deal with a lot and too much from him and because of him. And never had to come to this. He knows that I was very straight and honest with him. But for a long time, he lied to me. I never wanted to cause Elon, Sam, or Charlie any pain. But I'm not the sole cause. Tiger pursued me, and over time, I fell in love with him. And he told me he loved me too. I'm so sorry for my part in any of their pain, being Sam, Elon, and Charlie, but I can't help that I fell in love with him.
All right, Professor Emery Clayton is joining us from L.A. Canyon College. Professor, you teach a class of urban studies and as well as political science, and you're also very very much active on our program, commenting on matters of culture, society, and you know, the popular mind. You heard that, the entire thing. What do you think?
Well, what I think, Phil, first of all, you had a young woman there, this pornographic actress, this adult film star. I don't think she needs to be a part of the discussion at all. I'm not even going to deal with that because I think she is an insignificant player in a much, much grander, and when I use the word grand, I don't mean grand in the sense that we are talking about a Las Vegas show. I mean grand in the sense of size and scope.
Of course.
We are talking about something much, much bigger and much, much more important than whether or not some adult film actress got her feelings hurt. Because there's no question in my mind, knowing this attorney that this woman has, this Gloria Allred, I don't know whether or not you're familiar with her, but she's a...
Of course, yeah.
She's a... You know, she goes for blood. And I don't think that there is any doubt in anyone's mind that once Gloria Allred gets finished with Tiger Woods, that he is going to be owing in somewhere in the neighborhood of eight figures in the millions to this porn star that got her hooks into him.
Well, I tell you what, let's not talk about her.
Let's not talk about her. I want to talk about Tiger Woods. I want to talk about what was done to Tiger Woods.
All right, now you feel that something, that Tiger Woods is somehow the recipient or the victim of something here.
It's not about being a victim. I'm talking about truth and fact right now. What was done to this young man? The manipulation of pressure on the part of sponsors, on the part of a wife, on the part of these mistresses, on the part of an adult porn star, on the part of an attorney, on the part of the PGA, and I'd even have to go as far as say on the part of his fans, he had been pressured into, in my opinion, a series of public admissions and behaviors that I don't think this young man should ever have had to have been pushed into, and I'll tell you why. Tiger Woods would not be in this position today were it not for the fact that they want to drive the only championship black golfer we have back into his caddy shack.
And every time...
Let me finish what I'm saying, Phil.
No, every time, though, that we talk about these things, you have a racial interpretation.
I'm telling you, young man, and I don't care really what your feelings are about this. I'm telling you how it is. I'm not going to have a discussion about this. I'm telling you what it is and how it is.
You will not even entertain an opinion from me.
I'll entertain only the opinion that you'd want to give me, but you're not going to change my mind. You're not going to change my mind. You're not going to tell me that Tiger Woods, it just so happens that Tiger Woods, the only championship black golfer we've had in this country and in the world since the days of Calvin Peet or Jim Thorpe and all of a sudden this man is out of the game because of a porn actress and some dalliance with some other women. Now, you heard...
No, it's not just a dalliance with some other women. His wife is upset. His fans are upset.
You heard the... you heard Mr. Wood say that his wife is ready to forgive him. She's ready to work with him. He's going into therapy for whatever problem he may have. This is a personal matter. This got nothing to do with you or me. It's got nothing to do with the PGA. And yet this has become so public, something that would never have been public in any other home in America. It's become public, people picking through this man's laundry, picking through his trash. National Enquirer, they love to go through the trash. Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with they do that, yeah.
That's what they do. National Enquirer, they love to pick through your garbage. They want to pick through what you've eaten. They want to pick through what you read. They want to look at your bills. They want to find out what you've been doing. They're not a human being in America. There's not a family in America that would tolerate that kind of invasion. But because this man has given joy to millions of people around the world as the finest golfer, the greatest golfer the game has ever seen, we go through his garbage and try to find ways that we can concoct and then drive him from the game.
You concoct. So what part of the Tiger Woods saga has been concocted?
Well, first of all, you heard the man say there was no domestic abuse. He was not beaten up. He did not beat anyone up. There was no violence in their marriage. Secondly, the only woman that seems to have any real interest in this man is this porn actress. The rest of those women don't care. They didn't. I'm still wondering whether or not half the things that took place that they say took place did take place. And you heard Tiger Woods say the same thing.
Do you believe he was guilty of, obviously guilty of extramarital affair?
I don't believe he was guilty of an extramarital affair at all. No.
Wait a minute. He had sex with this porn actress.
I don't believe that you cannot call that extramarital. You can't.
What? Are you telling me he had sex with a woman that is not his wife?
But she was a porn actress. Now that is a level, and I don't mean to criticize, but that is not even anything that rises to the level of a woman.
I got to get this. You're telling me...
I'm not here to talk about this, Phil. I'm here to talk about a concerted effort to drive the greatest black golfer in the game since Jim Thorpe and Calvin Peak and Charlie Sifford.
No, I got it. You have to tell me what you mean by the porn actress not rising to the level of a woman.
As far as I know, the only woman to come forward here and is singing the blues and crying a river and got a lawyer and is standing in front of microphones and cameras is porn star. If that's it, if that is the only woman that Tiger Woods had a quote-unquote affair with, I don't believe that rises to the level of an affair because she's a porn actress. And with all due respect, I don't think that rises to the level of having an affair with a woman. You might have had an affair.
Are you trying to be offensive to this woman?
Say that again?
Are you trying to insult that woman?
No, I'm not trying to insult anyone, Phil. I'm trying to give you the facts of life. The facts of life.
All right, well...
No, the facts of life. And the facts of life are, if you're a porn actress and you are having sex outside the confines of your profession, I don't think you're treated or are entitled to be treated as a woman. Now, the other thing that I will say to you...
I'm not even going to discuss that with you.
Fine, I don't want to discuss. The other thing I want to say to you is this. We're not going to let this stand. There are a great many of Tiger's fans. There are a great many of Tiger's admirers. There are a great many people that love to be sponsors. And I will tell you this. We're not going to let it stand. We're going to bring Tiger Woods back. He's going to play on the PGA Tour this year. I don't care what we have to do to make it happen. He said he ain't going to come back for a few years. I can guarantee you he'll be back before the end of the year.
All right, but, you know, this comment about... So you think Tiger Woods is going to be back? He's been victimized here. I knew that you'd probably go that way, you know.
Well, what other way can you go? Everybody thinks this man... but what he's done deserves to lose his income for a year. You got a porn actress who says he deserves to lose his income. She's a whore for a living. How do you insult something like that? And I don't think it rises to the level of woman. Now, it decided it would have an affair with Tiger.
I'm going to interrupt you here and have you refer to that woman as her or she. You don't have to say it.
I'm talking about who now?
You're talking about that porn actress.
All right, so she. Said that he pursued her and she and decided to have an affair with him, and he said he'd have an affair with, you know, what you're saying, this woman, and I think there's a lot to be told there. I don't think you have an affair with a porn star. I think that doesn't rise the level of affair.
All right, Hold the line here as we... he is always smoking hot. That's Reverend Emery Clayton as we're talking about Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods, as far as Reverend Emery Clayton is concerned, is the victim of a concerted effort to drive the only championship black golfer in the last 20 years, since the days of Jim Thorpe, Calvin Pete, and the others, drive him back into the quote-unquote caddy shack. That's what this whole thing is. With Tiger announcing today that he's seeking treatment, he's apologizing to his wife, he won't be playing golf for a few months. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Professor Emery Clayton. Do you see the Tiger Woods apology press conference and his career's downfall as racial? 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 877-876-PHIL. On the table tonight is, of course, Tiger Woods and the press conference that he had today in which he announced a contrition for his affairs, his extramarital affairs. He also talked about the need for sex rehab. He also talked about the fact that he would not be playing golf for a while. With us is Professor Emery Clayton with L.A. Canyon College, a professor of urban studies as well as political science. Now, you made a very bold statement. You say that Tiger Woods is being pushed back into the caddy shack.
Absolutely. And let me explain one other thing, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
When have we seen in our society more blatant example of a black man being pressured and being pushed into sex rehab? Did anybody call for Bill Clinton to go into sex rehab? I don't seem to remember anyone calling for Bill Clinton to go back into sex rehab. I don't recall anybody asking for this man, the man who is from Idaho. He had a homosexual relationship.
Talk about Larry Craig?
Larry Craig. I didn't hear anyone say he should go into sex rehab. I didn't hear anybody say any of these white politicians going to sex rehab. But what they have here now, it just so happens the most successful black golfer in almost 30 years. And I'll tell you what he has to do. Send that young man into sex rehab. Now, I'm telling you, this is blatant. And there is no way you could get around the fact that Tiger Woods is being treated double standard. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. This porn actress that accused him of having had sex with it, this is an individual that does not rise to the level of woman. A sex actress, one of these porn actresses, she does not rise to the level of a woman. She only comes up to the level of a porn star. And so Tiger Woods should bite that tooth and nail, and I will tell you something else. We'll do everything we can to help him.
You're very disrespectful to that woman.
She's disrespectful to herself, and she's disrespectful to other women.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. With me, Professor Emery Clayton. On the phone here from New York is Frank. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Emery Clayton. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, this guy, this guy has the IQ of the average room temperature. I suppose this guy with the IQ of a geranium, I'm sure he believes O.J.
Very good.
I'm sure he believes O.J. Simpson was is an
What's
innocent.
What's O.J. Simpson got to do
an
with
innocent
it? What's he got to do with it? What's he got to do with it?
It's because
What's
of
he
your
got
ignorance.
To do with it, huh?
I'm talking about your
What's
ignorant
he got to
mindset.
What's O.J. Simpson got to do with a completely different story about another
no,
man
no, no, no,
having
no.
sex with it, somebody
no,
else?
No, 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 it's your ignorant mindset I'm talking about.
Well, no, we're talking about your perception of me as a black man. That's what we're really talking about.
I'm talking about.
You bring up O.J. Simpson, see?
Because
it will phase. All you crackers are the same, you know.
Whoa! Hold with the what? Cracker stuff, okay? Hold with the cracker stuff.
Well, he's about to call me a you know what.
You're calling me names, fool.
you call me the N-word, basically. Hey, O.J. Simpson, because all you black boys like to talk about the same thing.
No,
oh, come on, Emery.
I'm talking.
He didn't
about
say that.
I'm describing your ignorant mindset is what I'm describing.
What's O.J. said? You said geranium. You didn't say anything about mind.
I you said you. I'm talking about your mind.
You
have
a room temperature.
I have
a geranium.
You have the IQ of the average geranium.
Right, but we haven't established what that is.
It's less
Phil
than zero, okay? I was...
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I was down there. I had a good time.
You may have had a good time. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, when we're back on the air here, we have Professor Emery Clayton, L.A. Canyon College, talking about Tiger Woods and the apology today. We're just talking about Jamaica. I saw the commercial on TV, and you're not a fan of Jamaica, huh?
I don't like Jamaica at all. I don't think any African-American should travel to Jamaica. I don't think that you are treated with respect as a black person in Jamaica, as an African-American in Jamaica.
Why is that?
Because I think the people of the people of Jamaica are so indoctrinated into serving whites that when they see a black man and they're supposed to serve him, I think they say, look, I don't mind serving whites because that's the way it's been. I'm damned if I'm going to bring a mint julep or a margarita to a brother sitting here when I ought to be sitting. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, it's an American versus Jamaica thing.
It's not America versus Jamaica. It's a black Jamaican versus black American thing. They don't want to serve black American. No way. I'll never go back. Never.
Well, you know, they may be a sponsor.
I'm sure they're a sponsor. Don't get me started, you know.
All right, let's talk about Tiger Woods. You had a take earlier about Tiger Woods as the black monster with, quote, delicate white women. I want to give our phone number out here. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. We're with Professor Emery Clayton, and we're talking about the Tiger Woods press conference today and which way forward. You said that people see this as some kind of a circus act, the black monster with the delicate white women.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, I think I've been as clear as I possibly can on that count, Phil. The thing that most upsets me is the sex rehab, as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago. Let's send this monkey.
Now, where do you get monkey from?
You know that's the intent. Every time they find a black man having intimate relations with a white woman, the media, which is wholly controlled and run by whites, will immediately dub this Beauty and the Beast. Only in the case of a black man, it's Beauty and the Jungle Beast. It sells lots of copies of newspapers and magazines. There's one other thing that I think is at play here, Phil, and I don't think your audience has thought about this at all. And I think that once they hear this, it will give them pause. I believe this is a political persecution, but not of Tiger Woods. I think this is a political persecution of Barack Obama, and I'll tell you why.
Barack Obama.
Right, I'll tell you why. I believe that Tiger Woods is a proxy, a surrogate. He is an effigy of Barack Obama for a lot of Americans because they can't get to Obama, they can't impeach Obama, they made the mistake of voting for him. They're disappointed in him. They can't run him out of office constitutionally, so who can they get to? Who can they run out of a career, run right out of his shoes, burn him up and run him off? Tiger Woods. And that's exactly what they're doing. And
this is a cycle. This is some kind of by extension, then. You don't think the people are actually making the connection, do you?
No, they're not making the connection. All they see is a young black man who bears a little bit of a resemblance to the president anyway. And they are saying, you know what? I don't like that guy. I don't know why I don't like that guy. I know he had sex with all kinds of women. That's what they say. He had sex with porn actors. Ain't nobody going to shed any crocodile tears over a porn actress. Tiger Woods said, you know, he's going to have sex with it. Doesn't mean he's going to leave his wife for it. And so what do they think? They're looking at this man and they're saying, I don't like him. I want him off that PGA Tour. He looked just like Barack Obama to me.
Well, you're making a lot of connections here that I think are pretty bizarre, and I'm...
What connection have I made that is bizarre?
Well, the first thing you said to me before we got on the... when we got on the air, is you said that this was a concerted effort to drive a black golfer back into the caddy shack. And then you got on to this thing about Obama. And then you got on to this sex rehab.
But it's all connected, you know.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound like it's connected. I'll tell you why. The first thing you said to me was that they wanted to send this black girl from the Caddyshack. Does not sound to me like an Obama thing.
No, it is all connected, Phil. You've got to understand. So I'd say that these people who want Tiger Woods off the PGA Tour consciously recognize that their impulse as one having to do with Barack Obama. I think it's all connected. And I will tell you again. This is a way of getting to Barack Obama, but primarily, well, look, why do you think they want Barack Obama out of the White House? Because they don't like a black man in the White House. And that last white man I talked to, he said, I bet you think O.J. Simpson is innocent. See, he put two and two together in his mind, it comes out five, and he talked to me, and he think I want to talk about O.J. Simpson. It got nothing to do with O.J. Simpson.
So this is all connected in your mind, given the fact that it's Tiger Woods, it's Barack Obama, it's black golfer, it's all that stuff.
It's all that stuff, exactly. And as far as I'm concerned, it is related. And I find it to be something which is highly, highly offensive. And I'll tell you something else. We're going to get this young man back on the PGA Tour just as fast as we can. Just because he stood up there and gave this contrite little speech, which made me want to throw up, I can tell you that right now. I was disgusted by that. And just because he's apologizing to his blonde Swedish wife, and just because he got this porn actress crying a river because it can't have a relationship with Tiger Woods, it's going to have to sit there and hire a lawyer, and the lawyer going to sue on behalf of it to get it some money. And what did Tiger Woods do? He didn't do anything that Bill Clinton didn't do.
All right, we got that speech, okay?
Oh, it's a speech now, huh?
Well, I heard all about the... And you're right, you know? You're right. I mean, it's obvious. It's so obvious and so embarrassingly obvious, I guess, you know, some people would rather not talk about it. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, they better start talking about it.
Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I do. I do have one question for the professor. In hearing about the analogy of Tiger, and I love Tiger. I golf every day. I think he's the most respectful, and I think he earns the respect of everybody in this country. And he will come back from this, absolutely. But I don't understand the professor.
I want him to come back this year. I hope that you put your...
Oh, I hope he does, too. I hope he does, too. I think he'll come back.
And you will sign that, and he come back this year. And this porn actress, I hope it doesn't get
anybody. Let me ask you a question. I just want to ask this because I don't understand why you're saying one thing that you're saying. If your wife had sex with a porn star, is that infidelity in your marriage?
I don't believe it is.
Would you forgive her?
You're kidding.
No, I don't believe it.
Would you forgive her? Wait, would you forgive her?
Of course I'd forgive her because she knows.
So she had sex with a
man. She knows that she's having sex with something that doesn't rise to the level of a man, see?
Now, so, okay, but if she had
sex... If you want to know what having sex with an animal is, having sex with a porn star, you're having sex with an animal.
How do you know?
That doesn't rise to the level of a man.
How do you know?
And just like this Tiger Woods, he had sex with a porn star, it don't rise to the level of a woman, see? And so it's going to sue because it knows Tiger Woods don't want to be with it. Tiger Woods want to be with his wife.
This it thing I have a problem with.
What do you got a problem with?
Calling that woman, the porn actress, it.
Doesn't rise to the level of a... Well, you listen to what I'm saying?
I'm listening to you.
I have another question. I have another question, and I'll hang up.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married to your wife?
How long have I been married to my wife?
Yes.
2 years.
I mean,
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Okay, 2 years. Did you have any type of sex with her before you married her?
Yes, of course I did.
Why?
What kind of a question
is that? Then why isn't she a whore?
I beg your pardon? Because I'm not
then
a porn star.
Then why isn't she a whore?
I'm not a porn star. You understand?
But you had sex
and she was
without
engaged
being married.
To me. She was
you had
engaged
sex without
to me.
Being married.
Look, sir. Look, I don't know what Baptist church you belong to or what churchyard you're going to the Four Square
what
Gospel
color
dance
am I?
This Sunday.
But what color
I can
am I?
Tell you this much.
What color,
what
color
you
am
are
I?
White. You're a white man.
Am I? No,
you're,
I'm
yeah,
not.
You,
no,
yes, you
I'm
are.
Not.
You a white? Yeah. Now you're lying,
no,
and
no.
You know Jesus don't like you lying. So you a white man?
No, no, no.
You may be
I'm
married to a
half.
Black woman.
I'm half.
Now you're half what? You're
black
half
and white.
You're half German. You're half German and half Italian.
I'm half
maybe
black and I'm half
Africa
white.
As you get.
All right, where are we going with this, guys?
This guy.
I just wanted to. I just thought. No,
I'm just
done.
Telling you.
I'm done.
This guy's. Yeah, I know. You were done 5 minutes ago.
No, yeah, but God bless you. You would sex with a porn star.
Why would you even have sex with a porn star? Because it don't rise to the level of a man. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
But if she has sex, if she has sex outside of your marriage, would you forgive her?
With a porn star?
Anybody?
No, not with a porn star. Yes. Anybody else? No, I would not.
With a porn star, you'd forgive her.
Right. I'm done, Phil.
But with anybody else?
Unless maybe this guy. I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. But no, I would not forgive her. I wouldn't forgive her. Why would you forgive a slut for filthing up and dirtying up your marriage bed, staining it up and darkening the sheets? And I don't mean that in a literal sense. I mean the very texture, the very color, the purity of your marriage. Why? Why would you forgive your wife if she decided she'd go field slut on you and filthy up your marriage bed? No. But I will tell you, she had sex with a porn star.
Yeah, I know. You would forgive her because he doesn't rise to the level of a man.
That's how I can live with that, see? That's how I can live with that. That's how most men can live with that. Think of your wife having sex with a porn star, and that guy, he'd like a stud. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And how would you live with that? Well, you live with it by saying, it ain't a man, it ain't a man, it ain't a man, it ain't a man. See?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call. Here we have Tom in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Emery Clayton.
I'm just trying to figure out what type of world this man is living in.
Got a world I'm living in? I'm living in the same world you live in.
Well, I mean,
I'm trying to make sense out of a world gone mad.
Why are you comparing Tiger Woods to Obama?
Well, I think that a lot of people, I told Phil, I'll tell you, I think a lot of people don't like Obama, but they can't kick him out of office because you got to impeach him and all of this. And I think because they can't get to Obama, they go to the next best thing, that's Tiger. And they run him out. They run him out of town on the rail.
Well, don't you think Tiger Woods caused most of his problems?
I think Tiger Woods acted like a young man. I think he acted like a golf star. I think he acted like the star that we want him to be. And
you think adultery is okay?
Well, look, I'm not going to put a religious tag on this because this is a civil world we live in. I'll tell you this. I don't think he had adultery.
Why not?
Because he had sex with a porn star. And she's
not a woman.
I don't think that. I'm not saying it's not a woman. I'm saying in the sense of adultery, it does not rise to the level.
And what about all those other women?
I don't think we've got any proof of anything even happened. I think those women are making all that up.
And I would hate to know that you were the professor of my kids in college. I would hate to know that.
Oh, come on. I would hate to know a whole new world. Do you remember the Walt Disney Wonderful World of Color? You ever seen that on the television?
Well, please.
I would open their eyes. My class is like a whole new world. It's the Professor Emery Clayton Wonderful World of Color.
Well, please don't come to North Carolina.
I've been to North Carolina. I'm doing a speaking tour, and I'm going to be at Chapel Hill, and I'm going to be in the Charlotte area, but I also want to be down in Wilmington, too. People love me there. You love me, too.
All
right. You're just living in another world.
No, sir. I live on the planet Earth. Planet Earth.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. Third rock from the sun.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. And Professor Clayton, the best of luck. And I don't know whether or not you're actually serious about this petition.
Oh, I'm serious. Don't worry about it. I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious. We're going to get Tiger Woods back on a tour or know the reason why. I can tell you that lickety-split. And if somebody at that PGA Tour listening right now, I tell you what, why don't you get your head off, get off that moral high ground you think you're on right now. And go out, and if I was the PGA, I'd go to Tiger Woods' house right now with my hat in my hand and and knee pads on. You heard me right. Knee pads on. And I would beg, plead, promise anything, and deliver anything that this young man would come back to tour. But, maybe not.
Jeez, boy, you got very quiet there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right? Professor, okay, we're gonna break then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding around or what?
I don't give a damn.
All right, Professor, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I don't know. Professor Emery Clayton, coming up, more of your calls. Here's one. Was Jesus gay? So Tiger Woods is Barack Obama, and Jesus is gay? Well, Elton John says that he was, and I don't know. Elton John says that he was. We'll be back to talk about it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Professor, are you all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, God, I want to die.
Phil, coming up next hour, we'll be talking to Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant. Ted's going to weigh in a little bit on the Joe Stack story. Joe Stack, the man who flew his airplane into a building yesterday, killing a man by the name of Vernon Hunter. Vernon Hunter, a Vietnam veteran, a gentleman working there for the government in this leased building, who lost his life when Joe Stack decided that, you know, the world just wasn't going his way, so someone has to pay, and the guy that paid was Mr. Vernon Hunter. Anyway, we'll talk with Ted Bell about it in a few minutes here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Story here of a Pizza Hut in St. Louis. This is an interesting moment in the interaction of human beings on this planet, in this country particularly. A St. Louis man says he's going to take action after finding what he calls a racist remark on his receipt from Pizza Hut. At first, I thought maybe this was some kind of a promotion, said Carl Mayberry. This had to be the name of a pizza that I didn't know about. But it wasn't. The words that Mayberry saw on the Pizza Hut order ticket did not describe the pizza at all. He believes they described him. Where his name should have been, there were two adjectives instead. It was big and black, big black. Mayberry could not believe it. The pizza had come from the store on Lindell in St. Louis. He compared receipts with another Pizza Hut just to be sure. Lo and behold, the same spot where the name would go is where the racist remark went from the Pizza Hut on Lindell. Mayberry was hurt and offended. After receiving his complaints, Pizza Hut officials responded. They gave Mayberry two $50 gift cards and a letter of apology. In it, they said they were both disappointed and embarrassed by the situation. A company spokesman said that Pizza Hut policy dictates they use only name, address, or phone number to identify people. Does it really? They say that their company policy dictates they use only name, address, or phone number to identify people. We have taken corrective action, including an employee training at this restaurant, to make sure our policies are adhered to, said Chris Fuller, Pizza Hut spokesman. Mayberry believes it's too little too late. It happened on Martin Luther King Day. He said to be an African-American and have that type of injustice done to you, especially by a Caucasian on Martin Luther King, it threw me too hard. All of these things white people tend to play down, but hey, whether we play them down or not, it pisses off a lot of black folks, and either we accept it or, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. Because, you know, I've been having this discussion so long. Why are they getting so upset? They got upset, man. Why? You want to really know why, or do you just want to say, why? If you really want to know why, ask them. I did. I was on the Glenn Hannity show, or the Sean Beck show. I forget which one. And I asked Juan Williams. After what happened, Mayberry feels the apology he received isn't enough, so now he's planning on taking legal action. Hey, if it's a policy, Pizza Hut, why is this guy, especially the hassle this cat's caused you, it's an amazing thing, I'll tell you. What happens in our society because of this policy of how much is it going to cost me? Will the lawsuit cost me a lot? Will firing this cat cost me a lot? Will ignoring this guy, which is going to be more cost effective? Which is going to be more injurious? This is the Pizza Hut thinking. Oh, they're not that cynical. Well, yes, they are that cynical, and that's fine. I understand that kind of thinking. I honestly do. I honestly do. However, what Pizza Hut doesn't understand, and quite frankly, what most people don't understand, is the following thing. Whatever they save in terms of dollars, whatever business sense it makes, what they have let loose into the world in terms of just the bad feelings over this thing, in terms of the misunderstandings, in terms of the unresolved issue, what they've let, it's going to redound, you know, it's going to reverberate back onto their restaurant sooner or later. See, this is the responsibility that businesses have that they don't recognize. They don't get it. This is what you people in business, not you, the average guy, but you people who are in corporate matters, And when we talk about corporations, we really should be talking about the people that run the corporations, not the people that are on the assembly line, not the people that are working in the office, not the people that are answering the phones or delivering the mail. We're talking about the people that are making the decisions, which you guys haven't gotten for decades. And the reason why the country is in the state that it's in is you have no sense of social responsibility beyond what's going to cost you more, the social responsibility, or just not dealing with it. You have that sense up to the point that it's going to start to cost you. You have no social sense. You don't have any real customer loyalty to the customer. You don't really have any good brand sense. You guys couldn't engineer your way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, what good are you? What good are you? Step out of the way. Let a new generation of business executive, business leader, and business thinker take over. You're done. Your handiwork is all around us. Just go away. And as far as your pizza's okay, I think. Well, I haven't been to Pizza Hut. You guys are all right. If it tastes lousy, you're fired. Phil Hendry, show me right back.
Phil Hendry.
What's that?